Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club. Have you looked outside today? How's the weather? Well, I hope it's nice, but even if it's rainy or stormy, God is in control. No man can control the weather. That's God's domain, and He will do what is best. That's a wonderful thing to know, because if men could control the weather every day, someone who wanted to go on a picnic would keep it from raining, and someone who needed rain for his garden would make it rain. Or someone who was mad at his neighbor might make an awful wind rise up and blow his house away. Everybody would be in chaos. That would be awful. So let's thank the Lord that He is in control. He is good, He is love, and we can trust Him whatever comes. Let's thank the Lord for His goodness as the choir sings. Thank you, choir. Ecclesiastes 11:1 says, "Cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days." Now, that verse doesn't mean to grab a loaf of bread and go throw it in the river, then in a week or so go pull it out again. No. Even in a day it would be waterlogged and sunk, or else an alligator or turtle would have had it for supper. No. Cast your bread upon the waters means to take of yourself, your time, your energy, your money, the seed of the Word of God, and scatter it everywhere you can. Scatter your time and strength to help a sick person or to help in the Lord's work. Scatter your money to help someone who is in need or support a missionary on the mission field. Scatter the seed of the gospel to someone who needs the Lord Jesus Christ. Scatter the gospel seed everywhere you can, because you never know who will take it to heart and be saved. If you say, "Oh, I can't afford to give my money for anyone else. I need it myself," you may be disappointed that your treasure will somehow not be a blessing to you at all. Yet, if you do as the verse says, and scatter and give your best to the Lord and His cause, you'll find out that your treasure will not get smaller, but that God will cause the blessing to come back to you. You'll never lose by giving of yourself or your means. God will see to it that in the end, you'll be repaid. Someday you may be, probably will be, in need yourself, and the bread you scatter will come back to you. So, Bible Clubbers, let's just forget about ourselves and study about what we can do for the Lord and for others for His sake. There's joy in serving Jesus. After the choir sings again, I'll have today's story. And if you'd like to hear our other stories, just look on the internet for www.childrensbibleclub.com. Click on the link CBC Radio program listings, and there you have it. Have story time anytime. Choir, it's time for you. Marcy was worn out. Her family had to move, but no house they saw was right. Marcy thought she should change her name to Goldilocks, for every house they viewed was either too big or too small, too slim or too wide, or too something. None was just right. No home advertised was in the right location, either. Location was important. It needed to be where her family could be near school and church and business. The area needed to be pleasant and safe and in harmony with her family's way of life. The more they looked, the more it seemed impossible. If a house seemed suitable, it cost too much. They almost fell for a house on Pleasant Drive. It was appealing, but upon inspection, Dad found worn-out plumbing and signs of termites in the walls. "Oh, no," Dad said. "I don't want anything with hidden problems and unending repairs and expenses." On Easy Street was an inviting house with flowers in the yard and rockers on the porch. It was cozy inside, but when they looked out the back, the street lights were broken, the alley was littered with trash, and the people were anything but neighborly. No, this was not a good place. If Happy Trails Drive lived up to its name, it would be a delight. Maybe it would have a community playground and a friendly neighborhood. Wrong. No one greeted them or seemed to care that they were newcomers. Even the realtor was in a hurry and anxious to go on. When they came to Imperial Avenue, Marcy got excited. That would be an elegant address. Her friends would be impressed, picturing her in a grand home with chandeliers and deep carpet. But in spite of the luxury, they were told that the family who had owned it had been dissolved into shattered fragments. Money and things could not hold them together. Dad and Mother wanted none of that place or pretense. No house was right. Dad asked the realtor, "Can't you find us a better location? You know the advertisements say, location, location. That's important. We want to be in a clean, friendly area where people care about their neighbors and are trustworthy." "Well," the lady answered, "that's asking a lot. I'm afraid that will be hard to find. Frankly, I need to get back to the office now. Perhaps you could look on your own for a while." That suited them just fine. They got back to their own car and began looking again. They drove on and on until Marcy was weary of seeing houses, front yards, backyards, basements, upstairs, big kitchens, little kitchens, carports, no carports, and endless city streets. Was there no place right? Then Dad spotted a yard sign ahead. "Lovely home. Nice move-in package. Offered by owner. Inquire inside." "Let's see about this," he said. It was indeed a lovely house, in just the right location, with just the right deal. It was almost too good to be true. The price was right, and the move-in package was unbeatable. The whole thing was soon settled, and the house was theirs. Marcy was ecstatic. This house was just right. Just like Goldilocks, who couldn't be satisfied, many kids today are unsatisfied. Everything's either too big or too little, too quiet or too loud, too busy or too boring. They're never satisfied. The things, places, and entertainment of this world will never satisfy. The devil's offers may look wonderful, but his deals have hidden costs, sad experiences, and crushed hopes and heartaches. What the devil offers will leave you empty and disappointed, but the Lord Jesus Christ satisfies. He can give you blessings now, and at last take you to the right location, his own home in heaven. First, there's something you have to know. You are a sinner. We were all born sinners. Then we prove it by the wrong things we do against the holy God who made us. All the bad things you've done prove that you're a sinner. That sin makes you feel uneasy inside. It makes your conscience hurt, and you can't get away from it. Jesus Christ is God's only begotten Son, but he left heaven to come and give his life on the cross for your sin. He took your punishment. Through faith in Christ, you can have eternal life, and when you die, you can go to heaven to be with him. He offers the perfect location, his own perfect home, and his move-in package is absolutely free. Christ himself paid the cost. True, you must confess your sin and turn from it and receive him. Then, by his grace, you can live for him and look forward to meeting and living with him in the home he's prepared for you. Don't search up and down the devil's streets. He makes things look good, but death and hell, cut off from God, are at the end of his way. Turn from sin. Receive the Lord Jesus Christ as your only Savior. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. And now God bless you.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club, a ministry of Grace Bible Church and Santa Rosa Christian School in Milton, Florida. If the stories and songs have been a blessing to you, why not write and let Aunt Carolyn know? When you write, be sure to mention the call letters of this good radio station. Send your letter to Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. When you write, ask for a free brochure of all the Aunt Carolyn stories, as well as other good Christian books and materials for children and adults. That address again is Aunt Carolyn, 6331 Chestnut Street, Milton, Florida, 32570. You may also visit our website, childrensbibleclub.com. Keep listening and tell a friend about the broadcast so they can listen too. Now, I'm Adam Watt saying God bless you until next week at the same time.